Short track speed skater Mame Baini just turned 18. She's not even out of high school, but she's one of the biggest names from Team USA at the Winter Olympics. NPR's Melissa Block reports from Pyeongchang, South Korea, on the expectations riding on the athlete's young shoulders and legs.
Don't be fooled by her goofy giggle and electric nonstop smile. Mame Baini's game face is something else.
It's not this. It's like, don't be in my way because I'm probably going to kill you. So.
Baini has the explosive speed and power of a sprinter. She thunders out of the start, thighs like pistons, arms pumping.
She has pop like a guy, so she has quite a bit of snap.
The U.S. team's head coach, Anthony Barthel, first saw Baini skate when she was 11. And even then, he realized this girl is going to be special.
Explosiveness, she has a ton of that.
Ask Baini what makes her great in short track, and she'll tell you.
I wouldn't exactly call myself great. I'll call myself, like, in there, you know, in the little mix, so.
And that little mix is brutal. Short track demands smart, aggressive strategy. As the skaters jockey for position and lean into tight corners, zooming at speeds around 30 miles an hour, a false move will send you crashing into the pads.
I like to call myself fierce, fierce and strong, and just go out there.
And there's that irrepressible teenage giggle that's charmed everyone she meets, including her coach.
Always smiling. Even if she's mad, she's still smiling.
What is that?
That's just mommy. That's the best way to say it. That's just mommy.
When Baini won the 500-meter race at team trials in December, she became the first African-American woman ever to qualify for a U.S. Olympic speed skating team.
That means that I get to inspire other kids in the United States, maybe all over the world, to just go out there and do what you love. Because you never know, you might accomplish your goal.
Baini was born in Ghana, where, her father jokes, the only use for ice is to chill beer. Her father, Kwaku Baini, left for the States, and Mame came to visit him when she was 5. She ended up staying. Her mother and brother still live in Ghana. One day, driving through the Virginia suburbs, her father saw a sign that said, "Learn to skate." Mame tried it, and obviously, it kinda took. Dad has come to Pyeongchang. He'll be in the stands when Baini races tomorrow, and he'll be holding the same sign he held at the Olympic trials.
Yes, he's going to bring that kick some hiney Baini sign.
A few days before her first Olympic race, Baini was thinking about her dad, hoping he'd made it to Korea safely.
Because I worry about him sometimes whenever he comes to a new country, because like he's all alone and he doesn't know where he is.
But in her pocket now, she has a new way to reach him. A new phone, an older model iPhone 6S that she got for her 18th birthday.
It's silver. I wanted the rose gold, but they didn't have it, which is okay, because at least I got a phone, which is all I've ever wanted.
So how good can this young speed skater be? Coach Barthel sees huge potential.
Once she learns a little more finesse and being able to conserve, she's going to be even better. Like I think you guys have only seen a quarter of what she has, maybe less than that.
Right now, Mame Baini is trying to stay focused and shrug off the pressure.
But when I get on that line, I'll be like, holy moly, I'm actually here. This is the Olympics. Wow.
Mame Baini will toe the start line in the 500-meter short track race tomorrow. Melissa Block, NPR News, Pyeongchang, South Korea.